We're up to Daf Ayin Hey Omer Aleph Yud Zayin Ir Tavshin Ayin Vov. Greetings to all those who are listening to us. 3 lines above the wide lines. Omer Rav Chizda said, Hakol Moedim, this whole machlekes we had before about whether if the child is possible, then he passes the wife, or if the daughter is possible, he passes the wife. Or bechlal, or just to forget about the children at all. How come everyone waited in the case of Almanas Issa? Almanas Issa, we had in Mark Suvas Daf Yudal, the big machlek is Rashi Tesis. According to Rashi, Almanas Issa, which is a case of a cholul, got a suffic cholul. How can there be a suffic cholul? This guy's mother was thrown a get by her husband. Suffic kot of loy, suffic kot of law. We're not sure who the get with the get closer to her. She's divorced or not. And 2 days later, the husband died. So it's a question of the mother was an almana grushas, and then she got married to somebody, had a boy, and that boy now is a suffic cholam. This boy married this woman over here. So this woman over here now, Rashi calls her a svek sveka, which is different than normal svek sveka because it's suffic.
Yeah, so she married a coin.
She married a coin.
And we're not sure.
The next generation. The next generation, yeah. She's an almana visa. Now, why is it called svek sveka according to Rashi? Because the suffic is in the chol, and she's one step away from that. So it's a svek sveka. Tesis had never heard of such a kind of sex faker. Tesis learned there's a suffic chol, and there's a suffic if her husband happens to be that suffic chol. So it's a sex faker. So everyone is ma'ide, says Abchizda, everyone is ma'ide, ba'almanas Isa, the wife of such a suffic chol, shepsula lekuna, that she herself is possible lekuna, because could be she married a cholol, so therefore she is possible to the kuna. Why? Man Mekel Bahani Tanayim. Who is the most lenient of all of these Tanayim who says that we let her off more than anybody else? Is Rav Shimon Gamliel. He said that if the daughter, for example, Amoini marries her, says the daughter is kosher to Bnei Yisrael. She's not a halala. And yet, Ukhamad, he says, Kosh Atanoisa Bite, the rule if he marries his daughter Atanoisa, Amanosa, Vichoshi Atanoisa Bite, Amanosa. And therefore, Lemuti Mai, what you're trying to say? Lemuti Almanas Isa Shapsul Lakuna. Almanas Isa is Pasul Lakuna because since her daughter is also a Suffolk Halal and her daughter cannot get married, so therefore she also becomes a Halal if she marries this Suffolk Halal, even though she's a Svek Sveka.
Why do we use this term, Almanas Isa? It's a very unusual
Isa means term. Dough. Yeah, and dough means. Exactly, dough is a full of mixtures,
that's
exactly.
Why that's why okay.
It's a Bailus. He's Bailus.
Yeah.
So according to Rashi, we know who the Suffolk Chol is, and therefore it's only one Suffolk, and she's the second in line. According to Tesis, no, this person itself is a Suffolk, whether he's that Suffolk Chol. Says the Gemara in Lav Davke, you're saying that everyone is Moide, that Almanas Issa, she becomes a Chol. No, maybe Lafukim in the Hanan Tanoi, maybe don't forget, there is another Tana that says, Tananheyi, the Rabbi Yeshua. Not that everyone is Moide, but there is actually the Machlaik is coming to Lafukim, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Hudum Seder, the Bnei Seder, they both testified. Al Almonas Isa Shekshayda Lakuna. They argued, Korakuna, my time, but I was Savik Sakhsvaki, it was a regular Kula. Tesis Pshat, very easy to understand. Rashi Pshat Sakhsvaki Lakula is hard to understand. What exactly does it mean here by saying Svek Svekel? What's going to Svek Svekel here is? Anyway, then the Mishnah brought up an opinion, Abeleza. Abeleza said, he says that a Vada and a Vada and it was a Mamzer, Mamzeres are permitted. But a Vada and a Suffolk, let's say a Mamzer with a Shtuki or a Mamzeres with a Shtuki, it's a Suffolk and a Vada, you can't mix the two together. And nor can you mix a Suffolk and a Suffolk because maybe this one is a Mamzer and this one is not. And he said you can't. Because we had a whole discussion before that a Mamzer, Vada, Lomachman, a Vada, a Suffolk is Mutter and so on and so forth, then there's a Kol Suffolk and Mutter. He says only a Vada and a Vada is Mutter. He said, Hillel Amar, Hillel Shoina, the Brice that said, Hillel says, Asora Yuchsim Olam the Bavel, the Kulum Mutarin Lovers of Zen. Every one of those Yuchsim, Shtuki, Sufi, and Mamzer are all permitted to marry each other. That means a Safik Vade permitted. But at Amrit Halachik Rabbeleza, you tell Halachik Rabbeleza what only a Vade and a Vade is permitted, but not a Safik Vade? No way. Those I passing like Hill that a Safik Vade is Mutter. Says the Gemara, and not like Rabbeleza. Says Gemara of Rami, we have a kasha from Rav and Rav and Shmuel and Shmuel. It seems to have other shit. It's punk verkehrt. The Eidma we learned Arusa Sheibra, a woman who was engaged to Ruvain, and suddenly and not supposed to have any relationship. She became pregnant. The question is from whom? She'll obviously say it's from her chassan, but we suspect that maybe from a stranger, from an outsider. So Rabba, my Rab says, have a lot of mamzer, it's a safi. We don't know exactly what happened there to Charles and mamzer. That means a wad that you can marry a mamzeris, which means that wad Rab holds that a safi is allowed to marry a vad. It's only a safi. We don't know for a fact the mamzer. Could maybe came from a chassan, but it's a safi. So we see it's a safi allowed to marry a vad. That means Rab holds punk faketa before, not like Rab Lezer. And Shmuel said, a vlad shtuki, the vlad is a shtuki. It's only a safi, which means that a safi can, and not a vad. He cannot marry a vad mamzer, which means he holds like Rab Lezer. Punk faketa, what he said before. Rab, I'm a vlad mamzer, umutu mamzer. Shmuel, a vlad shtuki, va asam mamzeris. Everything what you write, Eifuch, swap the names around. Rab Amar Avlad Shtuki, that the child is a Suffolk and a Suffolk, is not Mutter Mamzer, because he holds like a blazer Suffolk, is only Mutter Suffolk. Shmuel Amar Avlad Mamzer, Shmuel Amar Avlad Mamzer, what? That a Suffolk is like a Vadai and he can marry because he holds like Hill. Fitting more to Tati Lomeli, why do you need to have this Machling's Rabbi Shmuel and the other one as well, where they argue past like Hill or Lezer, saying exactly the same thing? We need it. The Itmar Baha, if we only knew the case of our Mishnah regarding a Shtuki. In our Mishnah, the Shtuki is a mother, is a single girl. Most people, if you had had a relationship with most Yidin, there would have been Kashter. And even the Goy, the child is Kashter. So most people, so the Suffolk is a very small Suffolk. So maybe Baha Kama Rav. Over here, Rav says that what? That you know, that Halacha Rabbi Elazar, that a Suffolk cannot marry Vade, because it's a very Shvacha Suffolk. Probably the child is not a Mamzer. How can you allow this child to live in a Mamzer? In the case over here, where she's engaged, everyone but her chassan is aser to her. So the suffix of an isa is much stronger isa. So maybe over here, Rav would agree that a suffix is allowed to marry a mamzer because it's pretty close. Nah, probably it's probably exactly. The rei psulim esla and the meidlishma. The yitma b'hach only in the case of the arus b'hach kamarav. On here, Rav argues mishum nikel mitle b'arus. Over here, the suffix you can argue faket. The suffix is so weak because since she's close to a man, we know that we all know about her chassan. Probably that's where it came from. So probably the child is not a mamzer. That's why he says the child also with a mamzer. Abba Baha, in the case of a penuya, what she's playing around, who knows who else she play around with? Maybe the word that a suffix is mutter because a strong suffix that probably is an Easter involved. Tzrich we both. Or he buys another answer. There's a difference between our case and the case of others, and don't swap the names around. Why? Because you learned wrong pshat. You assume that mamzer means that even though it's a suffix, it's like a badai, and shtuki means that it's a suffix, it remains a suffix, you cannot marry the badai. That's what you thought. He said, no, my mamzer, the kamarav, lav mutim mamzeres. Your translation is wrong. Rav holds a lochar belezer, and a suffix cannot marry a vade. So what did Rav mean when he said that this, in the case of Oros Arusa, we don't know who it was, we say that it's what he called. It's a mamzer. Ela the osa bas yisrael. That means you're not allowed to marry a bas yisrael, because a suffix may be a mamzer. But with a mamzer, also not forbidden, not permitted. A lochar belezer, suffix by suffix, not suffix vade. And when Shmuel said, Avlad Shtuki.
So the only option is really to marry again.
Exactly. And as well as no, a suffix is us with a suffix as well, because maybe this one is a mom's and this one is not. So only with a gay, yeah. Or on the sin and the givanim, the other ones. Or chruri. Shmuel said of Lach Shtuki, what did he mean by that? The Osir Bas Yisrael. Shtuki, therefore she's also bas yisrael. No, was a chil grab Shmuel. Everybody, okay, hein the Rav. Rav says, calls her mamzer, and means that he's also bas yisrael. But also asked the mamzer. And Shmuel says, the Shtuki, also bas yisrael. What's a chiluk? And according to Shmuel, the tak is mutter, Shtuki is a mutter with a mamzer, because the suffix mutter the vade. Elamai Shtuki shemeshatkin oisibidin kuna. Remember, she's married. She's married, she's engaged to a kohen. And we don't know who the child is, so the child says, I'm a kohen. So we said, no, you're not a kohen. Because maybe you came from another person altogether. Who said it came from your father, kohen? We don't let him marry Yisrael, because we don't know if he's Yisrael. Maybe Chvaisvaz is a psalm. Maybe he's a mamzer. You tell me he can't be a kohen. The whole idea is that maybe he comes from another man. So, of course, it's the same problem with the father kohen. The father's a rich man, died. Now they're all coming to divide the estate. He said, that's my father. And the other brothers say, how do you know? It happened, you know, before they were married. Maybe it happened to somebody else. So we say, we silence him, doesn't get a chel nirusha. We're not sure who the father is, what basis. And by mom, we have a karul, ain't holchim a mamma acharoiv. So surely the child doesn't get it.
When this child doesn't get a din, doesn't get a chelik in Yerusha, is his existence, though, enough to take away the bechira from the next child?
Nothing, zero.
So it's like he doesn't exist,
exactly.
In terms of Yerusha.
Yeah. He grabbed his share. Now the onus and proof is on the other people. They can't prove that he's not their brother. From the father as well. They can't prove that he's not. They don't know. No one knows.
So
there's
nothing. So when this brother comes to claim so the Bechira, this guy's going to say too bad. Well,
could be. Could be. But if he grabbed, we would have thought it's a good grabbing. Take away from him. And we'll write the boy said that it is my stuki. No stuki means not silence from Yerusha, beduki. Stuki means like Rabbi Abba Shaul said, you check him out, check your mother out. She boy can see when we ask the mother, I mean the kashin ivalti in that minute. She says that I had a relationship with the kashin. It was my husband. Everything's all right. Kemam, be following Gamliel. Bring my Rabbi Shmuel Chazan. She already told Alok Gamliel. In that case, the pluya. In the case of pluya, she said the kashin ivalti. We believe her. And here she's saying to my husband in the Balti. So what's the chiddush? What's the value of the child? She's believed. We need it. The ima hasam over there in the case where she's a pnuya havamina. You know why you believe her? Because hasam roiv kshedim etzla. Most even would have been a guy. The child is kasher. So therefore we believe her. Abel hachad roiv psum etzla. The only person she's allowed to live with is her chasan. Every other person out there is puzzled to her. So there's a strong chance that maybe there's an Isra involved over here. Maybe even Shmuel might, you don't believe her. A malay tzicha, we need it. And you know we take a believer because she has a cheskas kashas. A pnuya. She was a pnuya there. She was a pnuya and we saw her pregnant.
I thought she was a rusa.
Yeah, it makes no difference when. Yeah. No, the mission is to Dafka before the child was born because the chazaka will go for a daughter. Once the child is born, it's already a shaila. If ba uba bita, just ba. Rabbi Lazar came along and made a statement that a kusi cannot marry a kusis. That's his interceptor. Now, what's going on here with this kusi not marrying a kusis? Who is kusim and why can't the kusi marry kusis? In the mission over here, we learned that kusi are part of the sfeikas. There it says one kusi cannot marry kusi. Because they're a suffix, just like a shtuki cannot marry a shtuki, maybe your mom's and maybe I'm not. A kusi cannot marry kusi. What's going on here? We're trying to work out what's the pshat over here in Rabbi Lazar. Now, is it Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Lazar? Keep on changing back and forth here. Anyway. Must be a different Kusai. It's the Tana Rabbi Lezer, it's the Tana Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanis or Rabbi Lezer ben Shimon? Rabbi Lezer ben Azai. But usually Rabbi Lezer ben say Rabbi Lezer ben Azai. Stam Rabbi Lezer is Rabbi Lezer ben Shimon and Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanis. Anyway, keeps on changing, so I don't know. V'chein Rabbi Lezer, I'm a Kusil, a Yisa Kusis. V'chein is a continuation of our mission. My time, what's the reason? Omar Rabbi Yisa. Rabbi Yisa said, you know why? Very interesting halacha. We said before, we had a machlek that Rabbi Yisi for Ger can marry a mamzer or not. Rabbi Yisi says a Ger can marry a mamzer because the Ger is not part of the kol. And Rabbi Yisi says no, because the Ger is part of the kol. Even according to Rabbi Yisi, that a Ger is allowed to marry a mamzer is a limited time. As long as people remember this person is a Ger. The moment, 10 generations later, when people totally forget that this guy is a Ger, he's a regular Yisrael. If we see him marrying a mamzer, what are people going to think? Oh, you saw that marry a mamzer? So therefore, we stop it. The Rabbani came in and stopped it. He said, "Against asu geger la'achar asara doidus, a kusi, because people treat a kusim like Eden, we will treat a kusi just like a geir after generations. We don't want marrying mamzedim. The time we learned geir ad asara doidus mutim mamzedim till generations in mutim mamzedim. Mekame eluch asu mamzedim. Here I am the asu of the mamzedim. You're not allowed to because people don't know that the person is still a geir, and then people start talking that what a yid is marrying a geir." The Yeshua mother say, there's no rule of 10 generations. It could be 3 generations. 3 generations later, people forget. Forgot, and it happens all the time. People, 2, 3, 4 generations later, nobody remembers. So then, you're not going to marry mom's or mom's anymore. Abaye says, so you want to say that that's the word of kusi and kusim, that you're not allowed to marry a mamzeres, because could be the other kusis of mamzeres. This kusi might be a ger, but we don't want a kusi marrying mamzeres, because everyone thinks he's a yid. Abaye, me dummy, what are you comparing? Hasam ger yashem echadasha. What's about? Everyone knows this person's a mamzer. We don't remember this guy's a ger, so we're worried that people are going to think, oh, a Yisrael is marrying a mamzeres. Here we know that this is a kusi and this is a kusi. They're both like mamzerim or goyim, so it's a chashash. People think, oh, Eid is marrying Mamzeres. They're both a kusi and a kusi, so what's the problem? Abdimi came name along Rabbi Lazar. He said, we'll soon see. We won't talk about it. Says the Gemara, Ki Aser Avdimi came along. We'll soon see. That three opinions. Not same. It's different opinions.
What stage of the history?
No, the question is which halach. We had three opinions by Kusim. He said, you want to know? Rabbi Lozer, this Rabbi Lozer who says that a Kusi cannot marry Kusis, on the one hand, we don't know where Rabbi Shmuel lives. We hold like Rabbi Shmuel. We'll see in a second what Rabbi Shmuel says. The mayor holds, we usually have a mayor, Rabbi Yehuda. If Kusim were Gedei Arroyos, Sancheriv brought these people in and he landed them over there. The people came from Kutai. And then these lions came and attacked him. There was a time in Israel when they had lions over there. And they got scared. So they were Megayer. The question is, were they Geirs genuine? Or the Geirs, there's three ways of looking at it. The Geirs are not genuine at all, called Gedei Arroyos, they just make believe. The other way was that the Geirs was taken not, was make believe, but after, once they became Eden and they lived like Eden, they taken became full genuine Eden. And the third way is they were Eden from the beginning, they meant it. And even if they were Gedei from the beginning, later on, Gemara Rabbi Zohar have that they followed them. They used to go on a trek once a year, and once the Eden decided to follow them, they went to the Hagrizim, and there was a dove on top, and they used to worship it as a Rabbi Zohar. That they labeled them no longer, they were called Minim. Now Rabbi Shmuel and Sar Belazar hold like Rabbi Shmuel on the one hand, who says that they're not real Gedei, in other words, they're Goyim, and Sovlo Rabbi Kiva, and he holds like Rabbi Kiva. Now this is a very interesting machlekes Rashi and Tesis. All Rabbi Kiva did was he gave us a rule that any chayve lavin produces a mamzer. Rashi comes along and says, well, a goy marrying a yid is a chayve lav. And therefore, the child, if a goy marries a yid, according to Rabbi Kiva, the child is a mamzer. We learn the child is crushing. The child is a mamzer. If a goy marries a yid, the child is a mamzer. Tosis argues with Rashi, he said, what lav is it? What aveda is it for? Fascinating, machlekes said. What aveda? So Rashi clearly holds that a yid marrying a goy is over lav. He doesn't tell us which lab it is. So I want to say, like this Chatenbaum. So he said, what lab is it? Definitely not like this Chatenbaum, because Chatenbaum is only the Zion Umas, and only after they were Megayer, and the Isa, because before the Megayer, there's no Kedushin. So what do you want? You need the Isa, don't get married. There's nothing to talk about. So the Tesis asks, what of it is it? Maybe it's over an Asay or something. Yeah, and then Tesis learns. There's no Kedushin. I the person at the end of the verse of the bitcha, like sitting, you know, to say, okay, it's a lab of taking kedushin, but it's not use of living together, of marrying bia, something like that, yeah. But kedushin for the sake of kedushin, sitcha, but bia and living together, what's this? And it's machlek, and I'm arriving the same thing. So we're going. Then Tesis has another part. Tesis says, and this is a Tesis of Pchiris, but he says over here, just a derchagav, when we say that a father's a goy and the mother's a yid, the child is kosher, says Tesis, doesn't mean the child's a yid. Kosher means the child is a goy and therefore not a mamzer, and therefore you can begayir him and the child can become a yid. Tesis holds that if one of the parents is a goy, you need gear. And in halacha today, Chayav Chavas Das and others have a big machlekes till today. If a father's a goyim, mother's a yid, and actually it says in many sfarim that a father's a goyim, mother's a yid, that you have to go through tefillah, not through milah and the others. You should go through tefillah. Yeah, and then the Chavas Das is not the Chavas Das of Shlomo Avraham of Varsha. He's mechadish, if I remember correctly, that when you go through your gear at the age of 50 or 13, let's say, it's retroactive, as if you were born a yid. Because he emphasizes all the stairs in Shas. Some places it sounds like he tastes and learns that kosher means the goy, he's not a mamzer. So he learns, till you go through this gaitis thing, you're a goy. But the moment you go through gaitis, you're a yid from the beginning. Very interesting look. Anyway, let's continue. Now, what's going on here? So he saw, look at Bishmo, I'm a kusim gedi arroyos. He holds like Bishmo that holds that kusim are gedi arroyos. That means that they're really goy. And Rabbi Shmuel also, where did Rabbi Kiva say that? Because according to Rashi, he's over a lav, and a lav, every lav, it produces a mamzer. So therefore, a kusi cannot marry a kusis, because maybe this kusis comes from a goy, maybe her parents married a Yiddish woman, so therefore she's a mamzer. And the other one is a gay or something, is a goy, and or the other one might be a yid, a suffix, maybe is a yid, because a suffix, who they are. Suffix, maybe they're a yid, and a yid is marrying a mamzer.